without milk?
So as we know, as we saw yesterday in the Mishnah, now you see why it's a good question. The Mishnah says, I hope so, the Mishnah tells us, not only does it tell us that you go by Minhag Medina, but it specifies the actual thickness of the walls to the point where it instructs, in the case of Shutfus, that let's say we'll go back to the Yudi Shon wall, that if it's if the Gvil is 6 Tfachim in width, Yudi puts up 3, and Shon puts up 3. Okay? Okay, so Tosfos wants to understand what's going on here. So Tosfos, Dibra Masel, Begvil, Zed, No Sein, Shosha Tfachim. Okay, Tanan Masisen. Ovav, right? Shagvil Ovav Shisha Tvachim. So the thickness, there are, again, the thickness of the wall. Okay, going from, let's say, east. Make it simple, east west, right? Is going to be 6 Tvachim. Okay, that's the thickness. Okay. Okay. Right. V'hada lo kamar. Right, so the Mishnah wouldn't have to explain how much each person has to give up, okay? Right, so I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that each one has to give up 3, because obviously if they're splitting it, that would have to be the case.
Right.
So therefore, so why does it tell us, a number? So, P-Rate Cain, the Mamar. So what would you have thought? Right, so if it just, right, if it left it at 6, then what you would think is you could read it as being each one has to give up 6 because each one has to put half in. Okay, so what's the, okay, Tosos is setting us up. This is a classic Tosos maneuver. He's trapping us. He's setting up a trap, which we're all going to walk into. Yeah, it's a trap. All right, yes. Kshima Tosos. All right, so Tosos is saying, why is this like the setup? Because Tosos is saying, look what he had to do already. What did he have to do? He had to explain to you why the Mishnah says 3 and 3. Right? So now he's asking himself, the fact that I had to go through this trouble to even explain to you what that means. So then what's his question? The question is, why does the Mishnah even tell us these specifics? In other words, Tosos is saying, the very fact I have to start getting into why the Mishnah says 3 and 3 and not 6 is because you might think 6 means 6 plus 6, which would be 12. So that's him setting up the table for us to ask the real question, which is, why bother mentioning these measurements to begin with? Okay, especially in light of the fact that, keep going. Right, you came. The Lokashir, before Shem Mishnah. Right, so it's a phenomenal question. Meaning we don't with the measurements. Meaning what he's saying is that at this point he's saying there's no halachic validity whatsoever to these measurements. Why? Because who cares? What do you do? You go by the Minhag Medina. So what do I care? I don't need to know that 6 here, 5 there. All I do is, let's say, if I'm in Clark Town, we go to Home Depot or whatever the Gvil size is. That's the Gvil you build. That's it. Like, what do you need to start specifying things if we know that the guiding principle is a Kol Kaminhag Medina? There's no need to list these things. There's none. Elu, right? So, what's the benefit? What do we gain by listing these measurements? Okay, what do we learn from that? Okay, this is very difficult. Miyashvim. Mahashmienu. Okay, well, no. This is crazy. This should really make you upset.
Ah.
Right. Why? Okay, so again, just to translate, what does that mean? It means that why does it tell you those measurements? To tell you like this, that again, just to read what he's saying literally, im nahagu yoser mishisha bekosal gvil, if you live in a makom where they do more than six, then I can't force the other guy to build that wall. So for example, okay, just to be clear, okay, let's say, just to play it out, let's say in Klartown, okay, the minog is to build a gvil and it's six tfachim, okay? So what can I do? Okay, let's say me and Shua has share a chatzar. I can say to Shua, you got to put in your three, right? And I put in three because it's a total six. Okay, now let's go to Yuditown. In Yuditown, the minog is seven, okay? Or I should make it easy, eight, okay? So now I go to Shua and I say, okay, well, you know, now, do I have to keep giving examples? Turns out Shua and I own a chatzar there also. So I say to Shua, listen, I want to use a Yudi gvil, which is eight tfachim. You say, I don't want to go ahead and pay for four tfachim in width. I'm satisfied with three. Okay, now one second. Mimanoshach, if you're telling me you go by the minog, so what's the minog of Yuditown? Then I should be able to force you. If you're telling me, if you're telling me we don't, then we got to be careful. But does that mean the gvil measurement is standardized, like objectively across the board? No, we know that's not true, because what's Tosos about to say? Okay, so now you can't make him do more because it's something inferior about this minog, about going more than six. Okay, fine. Granted, that's not Tosos' language, to be fair. That's no guy, but there's a reason why he says that. All right, go on. V'chein kulam. Right, so meaning the Mishnah is telling you the guide. What should you do? These are the numbers that you should rely on. So if you're in Shua Town and it's six, I'm sorry, in Clark Town and it's six, those are the numbers you rely on. All right? Gvil is the, every time you build a gvil, you want to build a six tefach gvil, even if you're in a town like Yudi where it's eight. But, okay, keep going, Klomar. Okay. So it's consistent, meaning in every one of the cases in the Mishnah, you never go more. Okay? Okay, hold on. So, Umihu, skip to Umihu.
Skip?
Well, whatever. It says Umihu Nagulasos. Kasalam. Walls. Yasa. Come on, Mina. Wow. Right. So what it's also say, but he says when it comes to less though, there I can impose on the person. So let's say we're really weird, right? So let's say Gvil six. What I can do is I can say, you know what? I don't want a four tefach Gvil. And then I can say this carefully, I can force Shua to go along with that.
Wait, only if
what he's saying is that Umiu imnagu lasos pachos mishisha yasa. But if the minog is that they would do it, they make a gvil less than six, okay, you're fine with that. So on the one hand, six sounds like, at first Tosos is implying that six is the objective amount. But now he's saying that's not true, because if it was objective, then I couldn't do more or less. But now it turns out that no, gvil could even exist in a less than six form. Now that's very weird.
What
one second, one more line, he says, Daha afilu imnagu lasos kosel behotzav edafna yasek. And the Farshim Gemara, right? And that's an important line before we get to the second part of Tosos. But, and even if we wanted to make it with a, now, what's hotzav edafna refer to? Which means what? What? Which means what though? Right, which is inferior. Meaning that I can certainly, this again, what's he trying to create a parallel with here? He's trying to say the same way I can use less than the six amount of gvil, it's no different than using an inferior substance. Which means he's trying to equate what right now? He's trying to equate.
Quantity.
Okay, good. Okay, yes. Quantity, quality, or the shear, meaning the width of the wall, with the substance. Okay. You can never force a guy to go up. It seems like that's the clown. What?
What?
That's of course you have to answer that. But I'm saying, but I agree. But I'm saying, as a klal, one step we could definitely take is that I can't force any. In other words, if I'm in Zifkin Town and the wall's four, I can't force the guy to go up to five or six.
I would say you can't go to seven.
To make it clear, in other words, Tosos is bothered by something here. There's something very challenging in understanding the construct of the halachic system here. What's so challenging about it? That's the key. Why not just say there's an objective, and the Mishnah is listening to an objective thing, right? That gvils are this, substance and shear, and that's what it is. But Tosos doesn't say that. In other words, what would make our lives a lot easier? What would make our lives easier? The Mishnah should have just said a gvil is six tefachim in width, right? And never mention anything about Minhag HaMedina. Because then when you know what we would say? We would say that, halachically speaking, there's an objective shear. And that would be very nice to say. Why? Because think about what's happening here. We want it to be a halachic shear because we're now forcing somebody to build a wall. So meaning that whatever the shear is here, it's resulting in some type of financial expenditure by these partners. So don't we want, in an ideal, well, I shouldn't say that, but in one version of reality, the easiest thing in the world would be to say that a gvil, that objectify the gvil as shisha tvachim and be done with it. But the Mishnah doesn't do that. The Mishnah says, so what Bluth is picking up on, I think, is that Nike has something very strange. You have I'm going to say this carefully, a non-halachic system in place, a societal system that's impacting, right, a halachic financial result. You have a convergence of two systems that really shouldn't have any effect on each other. But this is a Nezikin issue, by the way. And you see this all across Nezikin. This idea of how there's societal customs and then translating into a halachic effect. So let's just play out here. Before we get to how that's going to work, let's just play out in this specific case how that's happening. Okay, why I see it that way. Okay, Noah, let's start like this. The fact that Tosos tells us, we have to take one step here. Accept one premise. Okay, Tosos says that, what's the standard shear of a gavil?
Six
tefachim. Okay, it seems like what Tosos is going to have to say is that, I'm going to say this carefully, that doesn't mean halacha says a gvil six tefachim. It means that if you ask the consortium of contractors of what the, I'd say, standard amount of gvil is, they would say six tefachim in width. Okay, that's the standard. That's not objective.
One second.
I'm going to get to maximum. Hold on. It's the standard. That's the societal normal standard, okay? Now, this is where halacha steps in, because now we introduce the idea of forcing the guy to have to pay more money, meaning like this. So, slow. So, if I say the standard is six, all right? Now, before I get to what he said by max, you have to take one step to get to that conclusion, which is, well, if six is the standard, well, then what am I doing when I say to Shua, right? I want an 8 tefach wide gvil. What am I now doing? Let's say I live in Yudi Town where 8 tefachim is the minug. But we know the standard is 6. Okay? What am I now saying to Shua?
Oh, you don't want to build a gvil.
Not quite. No, you don't have to go that far. But rather what? It's not. I'm not saying I want to build an 8 tefach gvil. Rather, what am I saying? No, what am I saying? How can I get it so I can't force Shua to pay? Because what I'm saying,
I want you to build
a gvil. Yes, in other words, I'm saying to Shua, let's build a gvil, and I want you to pay, I want to add to the gvil. In other words, there's already a gvil here when we agree to six, so to speak, and I want you to add to that gvil. That's why I can't force the guy. Because if the standard gvil is six tefachim in width, so when we say we want to build, when I say I want to build an eight tefach, I'm not saying there's a new entity called eight tefach gvil. What I'm saying is that there's a standard called six, and I want to add to the standard. I want to add two tefachim to the existing standard. How can I force a guy to do that? How can I force him to? It'd be the equivalent of saying, I want to build a six tefach gvil, but I also want to I want you to overlay it with gold, because I want to overlay it with gold also. What is that? The standard is six tefachim. Adding anything more, how can I force the guy to go beyond what's necessary? That's what it means by saying max. Maximum means, it means the maximum of a definition of a gvil is six. Anything more would just be adding to the shame gvil. So how can I force a guy to do that? I can't force you to go beyond the minimum standard. What right do I have to do that?
But
Halacha will never register that. Halacha will not take minhag medina and force a guy to go beyond a standard. Now, but what about going under? We're going to use Home Depot as our societal standard, right? So, if I go to Home Depot, let's say in the 1800s, and I was looking for gvil, I go to the gvil section in the 1800s Home Depot, I would find something, let's say, is 8 tefachim in width, and that's considered the norm. If you ask the contractor, what's the normal use for gvil, he'd say in Home Depot, 8 tefachim. Today, it could be going to Home Depot, and that changes. But there's no question Tosis is saying is that there's a standard. So once the standard is set, right, this is the standard, now I can't force somebody to go beyond the standard. Because that would be conceptually adding to the gvil. You understand? It's adding to the gvil.
But now you can get a sense
why Tosfos is pushing the idea of less. Because remember, the objective here is that we're asking the halachic system to demand that the other partner put up money, right? So we'll create a standard. We'll say 6. Anything more is simply adding to that gvil. It's not a new gvil. It's adding to it. But less, right? According to Tosos, what does less mean? Less doesn't harm anybody, right? That doesn't mean that 4 tefach is not a good gvil. The standard gvil is 6 tefachim.
Oh, you can't force me to do less than that.
Right? Meaning what? And let's just get this clear. Why does Tosos now say, but pachos, that's fine. Right, meaning if I'm in Zifkin Town and 5 tefachim or 4 tefachim is the normal thing that's used, right? Then we can go ahead and use that, and I can say to you, listen, this is the one I want. And meaning, if you wanted to use 6, I can tell you, no, I want to use 4. Why? You can't force me to build a 6 one. I'm wording it this way for a reason. If I live in Zifkin Town and 4 tefachim is the norm, right? I can say to you, listen, this is the wall I want to build. Even if you want to build one bigger, I can say, no, this is the one I want to build. So how is he looking at 4 and 5? Yeah. And I have to say is that once 6 becomes I don't think it's arbitrary, but once 6 becomes the standard, the question is, how do we look at less? Okay. So do we look at, there's more definitely means 6 becomes the max that I can ever have to force a guy to pay. Because 6 is the standard, converts into the maximum. But what does less mean? Less doesn't mean it's a defective gvil. It's not like it's not a 6 gvil minus 2. Rather, what is it? So if I go to Home Depot in Zifkin Town, what would I see? It's a 4 tefach gvil. Meaning that in order to favor forcing the guy, what Tosfos is saying, that what's halacha doing here? It's splitting the difference. It's saying that we'll never make the guy go above the standard. That we can't, minhag medina can't force a guy to go beyond, to incur a loss. But what we can do, though, is we can say, listen, but if there's different types of walls less than the standard, we can recognize those as actually qualitatively different walls. To the important point, the minhag cannot, in the environment of financial loss, in the area of financial requirements, cause the guy to lose money as a result of the minhag medina. That can't happen.
Why don't we say that there's a minimum and maximum?
So Tosfos now says, Makshima Tosfos, Vim Tomar. So Tosfos, I mean, you got to admire Tosfos' intellectual honesty. Tosfos is saying, Tosfos came up with this brilliant idea. How do you read the Mishnah? Kol Kaminag Medina is teaching you what? It's teaching you Kol Kaminag Medina as long as it's less, right? But if it's more, that won't be the case, right? Again, what does Kol Kaminag Medina teach you? It teaches you that there's standards and you can always go less than the standard. So if that's true, so Tosa says, Imkain. Lasu Yamai. But 1 second. When the Gemara itself tackles the question of Minhag Medina, what does the Gemara ask? Why does the Mishnah say, Kol Kaminhag Medina, La'asuye Mai, which means what? What's La'asuye? To include what? So what should it have said? What should it have said? Pachos B'Kashir. But it doesn't. What does it say? It says, Umishani, La'asuye Asra Denehigi Behotse Bedafna. Rather, it says, no, to even include a case where the Minhag is to build a wall out of an inferior substance. I think we can all agree that palm leaves and whatever these things are certainly weaker in substance than stone or plaster. What should the Gemara have said? The Gemara shouldn't have said, La'asuye hotze v'dafna. It should have said, La'asuye pachos mikashir, like he says. He says, V'amai lo leima da'asa la'asuye kamina kol makomos kamo shenagu. Right? Why didn't the Gemara just say it's coming to include to that you should go like always the minhag makom, the yachol apachos mishira mishnah, and you can go less than the mishnah. Meaning, what's minhag medina teaching you? Don't rely on the numbers in the mishnah. The numbers in the mishnah are setting like a baseline. But wherever you are, if it's less than that amount, you can go by it. So why didn't the gemara teach that? Hold on. So he says, right? That's his kasha. It's a beautiful kasha. In other words, he's saying my idea is such a profound idea, and yet the gemara didn't buy into it because you don't think his idea. So he says. Right, fine. Umishum hai kosha nira le rabbeinu tam. The dafka. Oh, wait, what does that mean? Dafka behotze v'dafna. Only by these, okay? But when it says minhag medina, the imna gu lasos behotze v'dafna, inu yachol lakofu lasos kos lavanim. Right? So if the minhag medina is to make a hotze v'dafna, what can't I do? I can't force you to make it out of stone, okay? Aval pachos mikan, right? Now, less than that, meaning the haynu lachlok al yidei machatzeles, dehi pchusa mehotze v'dafna. What's a machatzeles? Okay, which is clearly what? Well, it's okay, meaning it's less than a hotze v'dafna, right? It's like a mat. That's less than a hotze v'dafna, okay? He says, that I can't do. Afilu no galasos kain. Minhag hedro too. That he can't do. That's where he gets minhag haruah from, by the way, because Tosa says minhag hedro do. This is Mr. Minhag hedro, meaning I can never force the guy to do less than hotze v'dafna. Simple. Okay? So he says, v'lo yasu kain. The kofa echal the chaver lasos akol pachos mechitza mehotze v'dafna, right? The pachos yuzel lohove mechitza. That's the key. Because less than hotze v'dafna is not a mechitza. Okay? And he says, umokiach mikan rabbeinu tam, the yesh minhagim, the she'ein lismoch aleim. That's what rabbeinu tam says. There are certain societal practices we don't rely on. Kaman she'ein minhagim gruim, v'afilu heichal ditznan akol kemenhagim medina. So even though the Mishnah says akol kemenhagim medina, we don't go quite as far as that. So obviously what Yudi was saying before is clear. The Gemara here is saying, there's Tosus' way of learning is focusing on the shear. This is focusing on substance. But it's such a critical idea that Tosus is bringing up here. It's, in my opinion, a brilliant idea. He's really making a brilliant point. Okay? Why can't I go less than a hotze v'dafna? Why not? What? I set this up for a reason. I set this up as the tension between halachic system and minhag medina. So now the Gemara chooses this way of learning, right? Brilliantly so. Why does it choose hotze v'dafna? You can't go less than hotze v'dafna. Why not? Why not? Honestly, does a mat not do the function? Yes, I can buy a mat that is opaque and you cannot see into my. So, but why can't if this is purely a functional thing, you can't. I mean, when it comes to let's make it simple. Let's say I'm demarcating the boundaries, okay, between our chatzar. Forget hesekria for a second. I just use it. If I use a machatzelis, it can function that way. It certainly can function to demarcate. But so, what's it saying? What's the limitation of minhag medina? What's Tosfos saying here? What's he adding here with this point? I think what Tosfos is adding here is like this. What he's saying is that, you see, again, like I said before, there's a convergence of minhag and halacha here, right? And there's like a tension. Okay, so when halacha has no minimum standard to work off of, right, it can rely solely on minhag medina. And then you can start playing around with 6 tefachim, 3 tefachim, not going over, financial consequence, etc. But where there is a halachic precedent, when it does exist, then they can use that as their minimum starting point. Mechitza. You see, why can't I go below hotze v'dafna? So they could say, because you know what? We have a halachic precedent. There's a halachic precedent called mechitza. Where machatzals can't be a mechitza. That's a halacha. A mat can't function as a mechitza. In halacha. What Tosfos is saying is that when it comes to the material, the substance to use, halacha does have what to say about that. Because halacha can say, well, it can't be less than what we know is a minimum standard in halacha. A mechitza is made out of a minimum substance for mechitza is hotze v'dafna. If it's weaker than that, oh, I don't care, maybe it's not weaker is the right word to use, but if it's less than that, then it's not function as a mechitza. Inferior. But I know, the addressed inferiority may not just be structural, but the point is, but you could say that, a mat just is not a structural wall. But halacha has a minimum standard for that. this material is too weak to use. So they can build off of that and say, Hotzev et Nafta is the minimum. But when it comes to the width of stones, right? Well, what does Halach have to say about that? Zero. So that's why Tosas is saying, when we have a halachic minimum to work on, that's what the Gemara here is saying. Hakol k'minhag medina is telling you even Hotzev et Nafta, right? But you can't go less than that. Why? Because that's where halacha will say, that's not a wall anymore. That is no structure. There's no structural integrity of a wall. What? Well, it's not a mechitza. Right. It's not a mechitza, which means, therefore, it lacks to function as a wall. But it doesn't mean physically it could still function that way. It could. Halachically, that's our minimum shear. Okay? And now that segues right to the Gemara. The Gemara itself struggles with this. Because, I mean, I'll show you why Tosas is so brilliant. The Gemara itself struggles with this point. The first thing the Gemara says, Savrua, my mechitza. The Mishnah is so funny. The Mishnah says, Hashutfin Shiratsu Lasos Mechitza, which sounds like what? A halachic wall. Bonin Esa Kosel, which sounds like a physical wall or like a stone wall, right? Mechitza has a lot of halachic implications. So the Gemara says, Savrua, my Mechitza. Why the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah mean by Mechitza? Because Mechitza can mean a lot of things, right? Why use the word Mechitza? So what does it say? Okay, it's a great answer. Okay, look at Rashi Guda. Okay, so what does mechitza mean? Mechitza means
wall.
Okay, I'm not sure why it's a good answer, but we're saying, why does it say mechitza? Oh, what does it mean by mechitza? Meaning it could be a lot of things. Mechitza here means Guda, which means wall. But there's a precedent. What's the precedent? Kidisanya. No, Kidisanya Mechitza Sakarim. Back in the Gemara. Okay, stop. So, okay, this you don't really know about, but basically, what's the halacha here? So, the halacha here is that, let's say, a Karim is next to a wheat field, okay? What's the problem that's going to take place? Vine and wheat next to each other. Okay, live. Okay, so how do you prevent that from taking place? Very simple. Build a wall, okay? So, Mechitza Sakarim. Now, let's say we built a wall. Now, notice, what's the language of the Brisa? Mechitza. Let's say we built the mechitza to separate the karam from the tevua, okay? And the mechitza fell down, right? Omer lo. Now, it's interesting. The owner of the vineyard can say to the owner of the produce, the wheat, right? Gador, right? And let's say he says no, all right? Or let's say he did. V'chazer v'nifritzon, it fell down again. V'omer lo gador. Again, he says to build it again. Yeah, okay? Nisyayesh heimana. Let's say at one point the guy says, I'm not going to go ahead and build this wall anymore. V'lo gdara, right? Hare ze kidesh v'chaye b'achar yusa, which means if the guy doesn't, let's say the Baal Tvua doesn't agree to build the wall anymore, and as a result, what's going to happen, now the Karim gets messed over because of Kilayim, so who's responsible? The owner of the field, the owner of the grain. Our job is not to define how Kilayim works, but notice here, the term mechitza is being used in the context of building a wall. Okay, so one more line. Therefore, this also has to be explained, but therefore, taima, right? Taima, so when it says, when the Mishnah says, shiratsu lasos mechitza, what does that mean? Taima, derutsu, the fact they both want to, what does that imply? Ha shalo rutsu, if they didn't want to, eim chayimino so. So let's say I wanted to build, a wall, and Shua doesn't want to build a wall on mechitza. Rutsu implies that it's voluntary. Meaning if Shua says no, guess what? Shua doesn't have to pay for the wall. And what is that therefore there? What does that therefore mean? Right? Alma Hezek Riyah Lashme Hezek. Welcome to Hezek Riyah. Therefore, what do you conclude? That Hezek Riyah, which you have no idea what that means, but one thing for sure is that it can't really be treated as Hezek, because if it was, then I can force you to build a wall. Okay?
So this from